This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Fulfilling.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're still talking about male-female relationship and we're talking about what is out there. We just spoke about connection and what it is. And now we're talking about a real committed ethical relationship that we call marriage. That is a long-term relationship. It's not temporary. And it's an association that is based on these three things, that we care for the happiness, we care for the well-being, and we care for the development of the person that we are with. You care about the well-being of the person. What does that mean, the well-being of the person? You know, sometimes it is so sad that you get people saying that, you know what, we had a sister that called from the hospital. She said, I am in the emergency room. Can you please tell my husband that I'm in the emergency room? Well, how come you don't tell him? How come he doesn't know? She said, I tried to tell him. I had the doctor call him, but he would not listen. And she's in the emergency room, yet, you know, we call it in reality or, you know, on the surface, it looks like marriage, but what about caring for the well-being of the other person? We're talking about not only the well-being, the physical well-being of the person, but you know what? Emotionally, what about the well-being of that person? Psychologically, what about the well-being of that person? And what have you. So you care about the well-being of that person. And then finally, you also care about the development. What does that mean, development? Exactly. The marriage is an opportunity to do what? To develop and to grow as an individual, as well as a couple. It opens the doors. So marriage does not mean that people become stagnant, but rather it means that people are also what? Growing as individuals, and they are growing together as well. Now, there are many myths. When it comes to the idea of love, what's a myth? It's a lie that's being believed. It's a lie that has been believed. We speak so much about love, yet we do not have a concrete definition of what love is. And because we do not have this concrete definition of what love is, we develop our own myth, our own definitions of love. So you ask a person who thinks that they are in love, and you say, so, you're in love. What does that mean? And what do they say? They give you the look that they're really thinking deep. And they say, love is like a ghost. Everybody talks about, but nobody has seen. And supposedly, they think that they just gave you a good answer. Love is like a ghost. Everybody talks about, but nobody has seen. That doesn't tell me anything. Or a person may say, love is when I see her, my heart skips a beat. Say, that's nice. If your heart is skipping a beat, you're not in love, you're having a heart attack. What does that mean? We can't define it. Everybody talks about love is this and love is that. So what happens eventually is that we have created our own myth, our own definition of what love is. What's love?
You know it's there.
Oh, you know it's there. You know it's there. What's love? It's a feeling. And because it's a feeling, it must be true. It's a feeling that makes you feel happy. That is really good. It's a feeling that makes you feel happy. MashaAllah. Nice. What is it? It's an emotion that you feel for your spouse. Okay? But do you see this? Do you see this? So what happens is, because we speak about it so much and we really do not have a concrete definition of what it is, then what happens is that everybody can have their own definitions of what love is. They say that some of the most beautiful definitions of love come out of children. They interviewed third graders, and they said, what is love? So this young girl said, love is going to McDonald's. And then she said, somebody will give you some of their French fries without asking any of yours. What are they saying? Well, she's not sharing. There's no sharing taking place. But what happens is, it is when you give without what? Expecting anything back. To her, love is when I give you some of that and I don't ask any of yours. She said, that is love. It's beautiful. It does not answer the question, but it's cute. You'll agree that it's cute. Okay? They asked another girl again and they said, what is love? She said, love is when my grandma makes the coffee for my grandpa and then she takes a sip of it to make sure that it tastes okay before she gives it to him. That's beautiful. What is she saying? It's caring, but also it's what? My happiness comes from what? From making you happy. So I am going to taste the coffee and making sure that the coffee tastes good so that when you taste it, you like it. When that makes you happy, it makes me happy. Does that make sense? It sounds very childish, but in reality, seems like they have better definitions than the definitions that we come up with. So what happens is the lack of a precise definition of love has created so many myths about it. And we will talk about 10 myths that people have about love. What do you think is the biggest myth that people have about love? Love is blind, love is dumb, love is deaf, love is everything. Love is blind. What does that mean? حُبُّكَ شَيْءٍ يُعْمِي وَيُصِمْ. He said your love of a thing, it blinds you. And it takes away your ability to hear. Which is what you said. And that is what? When you love, you don't see well. You don't hear well. Sometimes you don't even see at all, and you don't hear at all. You don't see signs, you don't hear to people, you don't listen to people talking to you. And what. But we'll talk about this more. But what are other myths of love? Everything is what? Everything is fair? What? Everything is fair in love and war. Okay? Somebody said something else. Love at first sight. I do believe in love at first sight, but I think you should take a second look too. Okay? You know, do you think that if we have myth about love, this will have an impact on us later on? Oh, we will see. Let's look into the first one. The first myth, love is forever. That's one huge, big myth. What does that mean? If somebody really believes that love is forever, what do you think is going to happen to them? No matter what you do to me, I will always love you. No matter what you do, I will always love you. No matter what happens on your part, my love to you is absolutely conditional. I say, well, that's nice. Why are you sad about this? I mean, to have somebody that loves you all the time like this, regardless of what you do, that's nice. Why are you messing it up for us? Isn't love supposed to be forever? Is love conditional, our love to people, should it be conditional or unconditional? Let me give you an example of what happens. Takes a woman in the U.S., these are U.S. statistics, a woman who is in an abusive relationship. By abusive, I mean about somebody who's being verbally and physically abused. It takes them an average of 18 to 25 years to ask for divorce. Mind you, these are women in the U.S. who can just walk out and they can just go and file a piece of paper. In 6 months, they're out. But it takes them an average, this is the average, of 18 to 25 years to leave somebody who is alcoholic, somebody who is abusive, somebody who hits them, somebody who just does all kinds of things to them. What happens? They would not leave them for 18 to 25 years. Why? Because they believed in this myth. They believed that love is forever. Now, it's nice to think that, you know what, I hope that the person whom I am in love with, they do not change, that my love to them becomes forever. But the minute we start thinking stuff like that, love is forever, then we are on some very dangerous ground later on. What another myth would you come up with? Remember, there are at least, what did I say, 11, 10, 11 of them? How about this? Love conquers all. What does that mean? No matter what the other person does, my love to them is going to make them stop. I have seen people who married somebody who is addicted to either pornography, to either drugs, or the person was alcoholic, and then they come and they say, love conquers all. Their love to me is going to make them change. My love to them is going to make them change because they believe that what? Love conquers all. No matter what the other person is doing, love conquers all. Can you imagine what would happen to a person who gets themselves in this type of a relationship? You know, they get into this relationship and then they love the person and nothing is changing. What would a rational, sane, reasonable person conclude? They're not what? It's not working and they are not changing. You know, a person who believes in love conquers all, you know what they do? They say what? I am not loving them enough. Because if I was loving them enough, what would happen? Love conquers all. But somehow love is not conquering all, so what happens? My love to them must be what? There must be something wrong things. So it's based on this myth that this person is going to live the rest of their lives in this misery, because it's all based on a myth. It's a lie that they have decided to believe. The myth in love was the topic of our talk today. We are not done with it. We're glad that you're joining us. And inshallah, next time we'll be continuing with the rest of the myth that we have about love. Until we meet next time, inshallah, we say so long and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.